Muchas gracias, Leo. Hasta el próximo lunes. Meanwhile, this is Gregory Gann on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I have a very special show lined up for you today, so stay tuned for 4:33. Today, to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the premiere of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring in Paris in 1913 on May 29th, I will play a recording from an LP conducted by Pierre Boulez. And just to tell you about the significance of this recording, I wanted to read a little review by Carl von Dechten, who was in the audience during the premiere in 1913, which occurred at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées. It was organized by Sergei Diaghilev under the Ballet Russe, and the choreography of the ballet was by Vaslav Nijinsky. And so, to say that the recording or the premiere itself was chaotic would be an understatement. Carl von Dechten describes this: "It was war over art for the rest of the evening, and the orchestra played on unheard, except occasionally when a slight lull occurred. The figures on the stage danced in time to music they had to imagine they heard, and beautifully out of rhythm with the uproar in the auditorium. I was sitting in a box. A young man occupied the place behind me. He stood up during the course of the ballet. The intense excitement under which he was laboring, thanks to the potent force of the music, betrayed itself presently when he began to beat rhythmically on the top of my head with his fists. My emotion was so great that I did not feel the blows for some time. They were perfectly synchronized with the beat of the music. We both had been carried beyond ourselves." So, without further ado, let me cue up the LP for Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. And we're wrapped up side one of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. It was Stravinsky's Rite of Spring on speed a little bit for the first 7 or 8 minutes or so. I stepped out and didn't realize that the turntable was on playing 45 speed instead of 33 and a third, which is coincidentally the title of the show, 433 and a third. So it's a new show, and, you know, mistakes are bound to be made. So I hope you will enjoy side two after this short announcement.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
You just heard The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. It was conducted by Pierre Boulez for the Orchestre National de France, or the RTF, Orchestre National de l'Office de Radio Diffusion et Télévision, something like that. So, you know, this was really a tumultuous, very chaotic premiere 100 years ago. I think it went relatively well today, you know? But 1913, Stravinsky was obviously present during the premiere. He stormed out, apparently. He says, "I remained in the wings beside Nijinsky. He was standing on a chair crying frantically to the dancers in Russian. In Russian, the numbers above 10 are polysyllabic, so 18 is 18, 19, 20, so that the counts of the dancers were out of synchronization altogether with the musical counts. So no wonder Stravinsky had grown so apprehensive during rehearsals. Naturally, the poor dancers heard nothing on account of the confusion in the hall and on account of the thumping of their own feet. I had to hold Nijinsky by his jacket, for he was raging, ready at any moment to leap onto the stage and make a scandal. Diaghilev, with the intention of discouraging any demonstration, gave to the electricians first the order to put on the lights and then the order to extinguish them. This is all that I remember of the premiere." Well, it had caused a riot in Paris in 1913. And, you know, you can probably tell why it was completely shocking for audiences at the time. Despite the Firebird receiving quite critical success at this time. But 2 days later, when the piece was being performed again, Stravinsky was being carried through Parisian streets, applauded as, you know, the next great composer. So after a few show promos and some community ads, I wanted to play a couple of pieces, first by John Cage, who was undoubtedly inspired by Stravinsky, and then a Canadian composer by the name of John Weinzweig. He was also experimenting with serialism. He started teaching and at the Toronto School of Music, and then the Faculty of Music at the University of Toronto, then went to experiment on with jazz and various musical styles. So I will play John Cage's Bacchanale and John Weinzweig for you following these short announcements.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
for a taste of the classics with a twist. Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Well, there you go, a colleague. So you've heard John Cage. This piece was commissioned by Sevilla Fort in 1938. This is a recording from 1940. This is John Cage's prepared music. So he basically had a small concert hall and he couldn't fit a percussion ensemble there, which is what he was composing music for at the time. He realized that there was only one grand piano standing there, so he realized that he could turn that piano into a percussion ensemble by inserting objects into the strings so that they would resonate in various different frequencies. Okay, next I will play John Weinzweig, a Canadian composer. This is from the Canadian Composer's Portrait series, and I will play the Woodwind Quintet. Thank you.
Thank you.